Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh!
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the Big A to Z show from the Dave in the City studios in, at this moment, windy Southern California. Hope you're doing all right out there. If you're sheltering in place, my sympathies to you. But in essence, a lot of people are to various degrees, just that it's more severe for some cities than it is for others. But I think we're doing the right thing. It's scary out there right now. It's scary from the potential standpoint. If you look outside, don't look that scary. It's just you still see people walking around. You still see folks running. But make no mistake, you go further into the streets and you see stores are closed and restaurants are resorted to takeout stands. And it's tough, but it makes sense. And more recently, you saw the news that Las Vegas, for all intents and purposes, shut down gambling operations. In fact, on the morning of the 18th of March, Nevada put down an edict saying that all casinos have to be shut down for a period of about 2 weeks. And so that ultimately iced it for a lot of casinos that were dragging behind the curve. Many casinos already were closed by that point, but not all of them. This closed the rest of them. And that kind of hosed some people because people were on their way to, for example, other casinos that weren't affiliated with MGM or Caesars. And they were thinking, well, maybe we can sneak into here and get in a few slots. And apparently this ruling means that the hotel reservations there are canceled too. I think it's the right thing. It's just tough. And that's where we are in the recent days as we continue to fight coronavirus. I think what you're seeing, as if you look at your various news sources, wherever you get your news, you're noticing a big spike in the coronavirus cases nationally. And we have speculated in the past few A to Z shows that the reason for that spike is because the testing is finally catching up to the number of requests. And so you know that you knew going in that when you saw the figure, you know, like 1,500 coronavirus cases and then 2,000, you knew that was a very preliminary estimate. And it was only a matter of time before you started getting close to 10,000. At the moment, I think it's 7,000. And it's going to go up. It's going to go up. Now, the worst case projection, I believe, was 500,000, but that was 2 weeks ago. We'll see where it is in a few weeks. But I think at the same time, you have to also use that opportunity not to panic too much, because if you think about how much things changed from Wednesday, March the 11th up to Wednesday, March the 18th, a whole lot of things changed in just 7 days. So who's to say that things don't change again for another 7 days? After that, or even another 7 days after that. So the situation is truly very fluid. And with that, we hope to entertain you in the meanwhile. It seems like most of the people I know are safe and healthy, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm just continuously thinking of people, especially people who are elderly, like my grandparents, and even my parents to a degree. They're not as old as they said. I think the number was 70 years old or older, or at really serious risk. My parents aren't that old yet, but you still think and wonder. And I'm glad that everybody's doing their best to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing here as we continue to do our A to Z series. Hope you're enjoying it. If you are, please leave a review on our podcast on the Apple Podcast app. Look for Dave in the City Out West. Subscribe if you like. I hope you do. And then leave the review because we'd love to hear from you either way. Even if you don't like the show, I'd love to hear from you anyway. Well, all right, then let me think about that comment. But I hope you like the show anyway. So let's get on to the next of our A to Z shows. And we are up to letter G. There's a guy on Twitter that you know by the name of Georgia underscore Roddy, and that is the Twitter alias of our next guest, who is Sir Yachts, otherwise known as John in Orlando. Welcome back to the show, John. How's it going?
Hey, Dave. It's been quite a while. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I know we're fighting some tough times, but it warms my heart to know that they're going to still try to put on WrestleMania. That just that really gives me a good cheer. Really good. You know? So, what are you up to? How's everything going? Are you able to work from home like everybody else?
Yeah, and I could comment on WrestleMania in a minute, but yeah, we're on work at home for the foreseeable future, which started last Friday. So, You know, even surprisingly enough, the gym here that I go to is still open. So
okay, that's great.
My one out that I get from this place is doing that. So. Mm-hmm. But basically, I'm in here for like 22 hours a day, and then I go over there and work out, and then that's been it, basically.
Wow. Well, cling to that as long as you can, because it's only a matter of time, I think.
Yeah, I know. As each day passes, I'm like, are they still open? Are they still open? You know, but who knows how long that's going to last, but I'm going to ride it until the end anyway. Yeah.
If they do close it, what is your plan to get a Peloton?
You know, I don't really have a plan. You know, there's a.
I was just joking.
Some of these guys that I talk to at the gym, there's some other gym that apparently is like a 24-hour. You know, there's no staff, and you could kind of go and come as you please. So there's talk about maybe we can do that. I don't know. We haven't gotten to that point yet, but.
That's great. I'm glad you have like a little support group there at the gym. That's awesome. That's like, I guess the gym is its own community, you know? And I think, you know, it's fun to think about. Remember how you guys had the Brotherhood of Iron on the board? Like you had.
Yeah, exactly. So this group is basically an in-person group of that, if you will. Okay. Right. A lot of these guys are competitive power lifters, and I kind of just started showing up every day, and they started talking to me and vice versa, and then here we are, kind of thing.
Pretty neat. I like it. So I mean, yeah, I'm again, best wishes to all of you. Please don't get sick. I think it's not going to be any fun, and I'm just frightened at the idea that one somebody I know is eventually probably gonna get it, don't you think? Like, I think at the rate things are going, would you be surprised if anybody that you knew got coronavirus?
No, I wouldn't be. I mean, you know, from what you hear, it's almost like somebody you know may already even have it and not even know that they
correct,
have it, right?
Correct.
It, like I may have it, right? I don't know. I feel normal, but it's just such a weird thing. I think, you know, you don't want the elderly to get it. Like my parents are definitely in that target group. So I know that they're trying to stay safe and stuff, but that's who you really don't want to get it.
I could not agree more. I mean, if you or I get it, it's not going to be fun for 2 weeks, but we can make it usually. Very likely we'll make it. But when it's somebody older gets it, it's a much tougher challenge. And it's very dangerous. Yeah.
You know, just to bring a little levity to this, I always thought that the end of the world was going to come when the Chargers were winning like by 4 touchdowns at halftime of the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden something was going to happen at halftime where they couldn't continue the rest of the game, and, you know, prevent them from actually getting one. But what I didn't count on was the fact that Rutgers was going to make the NCAA tournament this year.
Oh yeah.
And nothing can stop them, right? They beat Purdue in that last game, so they were good to go. The only way that they were not going to make it is if, like, the end of the world came. Well, here we are.
Yeah, who would have guessed that? I mean, that is funny. You're right. Was that going to be their first NCAA tournament appearance?
Not first ever, but first since I've been. You know, I was a freshman there back in the mid 90s, so they never made it in my quote, you know, for lack of a better word, but like my lifetime of them of being involved with them, but they did make it in 1991.
Okay.
That was the last time. So that was before I paid any attention to them whatsoever. So I don't even count that from my end, from my perspective.
You're right, though. That was good. That was a virtual lock at that point. We were.
Oh, they were going. Even if they had lost the first game in the Big Ten tournament, they still were going to make it because they won that. You know, they beat Maryland pretty good, and then they beat Purdue on the road. So they were going to go. The only thing to stop them would be like an act of God. Well, that's exactly what we have.
That's can't make it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Well, that stinks. You know, I think Mike will commiserate with you on that. Mike in North Jersey, whenever we get him back on here, you know, he just started his law degree at Rutgers. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Which, you know, I knew, you know, I haven't had a ton of interaction with him since the days of the board. And I thought he went to SUNY Albany or something for undergrad. I don't remember why.
I think that's right.
But I know it wasn't Rutgers. And then I noticed, like, I would tweet something about Rutgers basketball and he would like the tweets. And I thought, since when does this guy care about, like, but then I thought, you know what? I knew he was going to law school, so maybe that's where he went. So then I kind of put two and two together.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly what happens. And I remember he announced it to me and John in text, and we were giving him a good gentle ribbing about it. We were like, uh-oh. Here comes the next guy that's going to have the big finger whenever we say bad things about Rutgers. So,
it
was funny. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah,
we'll talk to him soon and we'll get his thoughts. Obviously, his world has crashed too because not just the Rutgers part, but golf. If all things golf has been postponed,
right. Exactly.
I mean, it's like half the year of golf is gone. Like everything up till at least July, I think. I mean, it's
Yeah, and then our Lakers, right? They look like they had a chance this year, and who knows if that's even gonna ever return this season, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had a little bit more hope for the NBA, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I mean, a week ago, I probably thought, well, maybe they could do at least the playoffs. And now, I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
You know, because every day it's something new, right? It's a situation where, like, you turn on the news in the morning and then at night there's some new announcement. Then tomorrow there's another new announcement. It's really hard to make any plans that are really beyond a day, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I think it's because we don't have the full extent to who has it and who doesn't have it. And that's a 3-week process to me because they finally got going on the testing kits. And I think that in 3 weeks, we will find out what the extent of it is. And then we can assess what will happen the rest of the way. So I agree with you. I think it's going to be tough to really make any kind of judgment on what would happen 2 months down the line or sooner.
Yeah, agree. And that's why when did baseball have some sort of announcement where they said, like, I didn't hear this directly, so I could be quoting it wrong, but they said like they were targeting 8 weeks or something. It's like, well, how can you even say that? It's, you know, it's you can't even target 3 days. You know?
You're absolutely right. But, so what that makes, I did see one of Cap's tweets quoted about how they would restructure the season for a 150 game season, and I'm like, we are not even close to getting any kind of idea, like how many days we're going to have to.
I completely agree. Because then obviously they have to restart spring training. They can't just start the regular season after not doing anything, right? So you would need.
I guess so. I didn't think of that.
You would need X amount of time. Like, I don't know what they're doing now. I mean, I don't think they're. You know, you would need certain amount of time to at least get ramped back up, whether even if it's a week or 2 weeks or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a reasonable question. And I did go to spring training early in the spring training calendar, and it just goes. It turns out that it might have been the only baseball game I'm going to end up watching for a bunch of months. I didn't even think of that at the time. I'm like, wow, who knew?
Yeah. Well, it's you know, at some point, obviously we're not anywhere near that point yet, but at some point you start to question, is there even going to be a season, right? Yeah. I mean, depending on how long this lasts. I mean, like I say, we're not even close to that yet, but there does come a point. If we're still in the same position we are now on June 1st, for example, which is, what, 2.5 months from now? I don't know. What do they do? Right?
I don't know. I mean, because it's baseball, I feel like you could go all the way to August. I feel like you could still salvage the season, but
I don't know. I mean, where are you gonna play the games? I mean, it gets pretty cold up north, right? I mean,
yeah. I thought maybe at
you're gonna be playing them in December. I mean,
No, I haven't been thinking that. I just think that maybe what you do is you shorten the season by half. Like you do an 81-game season.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably as far as you can go, though. If you're into August, if you're like 2 weeks into August, well, then there's nothing you can do. But it's
no. I mean, you know, we've had the World Series being played in November before, if you remember that.
I do. Mm-hmm.
But still, how far do you push it? And obviously, it depends on who the teams are. If it's a Southern team and a California team, oh, maybe it's not so bad. But if it's a Northern team. Do you want to be playing the World Series in December? I don't know.
And it would get no ratings because in December the NFL presumably,
right.
Would, yeah, there would be no chance.
So well, right. it's really tough to say. Although the NFL, you know, yes, it would impact it, but you could always play around with the schedule where you. You know, there'd be so much playing around with the schedule anyway. You could always just work that into so it's not doing a ton of competing with football, or at least mitigating it somewhat. But who knows?
Yeah, who knows indeed. But I think the shame of it. No, there's nothing. There's the whole thing's a shame, obviously. But I did make a point to. A guest we had previously in Sports Pope about the Rudy Gobert incident, which, as everybody knows by now, is the moment that ultimately changed the future of the country, right? Like, I think we were fairly cautious, but not really acting with a sense of urgency. The moment he got tested for coronavirus, everything changed. And
yep.
So I'll ask the same question to you. Do you think that this may have even saved us to an extent because we got on the ball right after that? Well, kind of on the ball. We got more on the ball than we were before. Is it a blessing in disguise even that this happened?
You mean that a famous person got it versus just some guy that down the street that no one ever heard of?
Well, yeah. I mean, because of the fact that a pro sports league obviously – we're really, really keen to the idea that if an NBA player gets coronavirus, that probably means that anywhere up to like 5 or 100 people could be infected because of the way that they play, the travel schedule and everything. So it seemed.
Yeah,
to
I mean, I get your point. Blessing in disguise. I don't know. You know, it would have been found out eventually.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. Like if it,
yeah,
if,
how,
if
how,
we
much,
had,
how much, how much. After that, I don't know. Probably not much, though, right? Because if he didn't get it, then someone else would have gotten it in some other game that was happening either that day or the next day. Like it's such, you know, it was coming here. So
yeah, I think you're right. I think that's an interesting point because I think we it was fairly clear that even if it wasn't for Gobert, because I was thinking it might have been another week, but you're saying it might have been like a day. Or two.
It may have been because it's like, you know, think about how many games are played and not just NBA, right?
Right.
Like college, other sports. So like you would think if he got it then, if it wasn't him then, it could have been anybody else in any other game going on anywhere in the country that same day or the next day or the day, you know, I think it would have happened around then at some point.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's an interesting viewpoint on it. Let's switch back to WrestleMania. Two questions. Number one, should we do a WrestleMania preview with everybody? And number two, do you think they're going to follow through with the date? Because they said they're still going to try it for April 10th. I feel like that might still be too soon.
Yeah, no not fans. April. Here's the thing. So, believe it or not, I was actually scheduled to go because it was supposed to be in Tampa, mm-hmm. and then as you know, my cousin works there, so I was gonna go. I was gonna go to NXT, WrestleMania, and Monday Night Raw 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. I had the tickets, and then. The funny part is I kind of have stopped watching wrestling. I'm not even up on it.
Okay.
So if you're going to ask me about storylines and things like that, I'm probably not the guy to ask right now. but it was all planned to go. And then, you know, he held out as long as possible. Everything else was canceled, but there was still this question. Is Mania going to happen? And then they finally, I believe it was, I want to say 2 days ago, they finally officially announced that it was actually going to be moved to Orlando at the Performance Center, which, hey, Orlando, that's where I live. That's cool, but no fans allowed. So, mm-hmm. so obviously I will not be in attendance. Do I think they're actually going to go through with it? It's Vince, right? So Vince, it's you know, he's his own bird, or he's a different bird, I should say. So like, it wouldn't surprise me. They did Monday Night Raw with no fans, you know.
Wait, did they really? When was this?
I believe it was this past week. I didn't watch it though, so I could be.
I had no idea about that.
Could be mistaken, but I think they did. And listen, you know Vince, he'll be the last one off the Titanic. If everybody says that we're doing this, you know he's going to fight to the bitter end to not do what everyone else is saying, right? So. You know, the reason this got canceled is probably not because of him. I'm sure the city told him, listen, you're not holding it at Raymond James. Right. And instead of canceling it, this is what they announced. Now, you know, there's still some time to postpone this one again, but I don't know. It's hard to say. With him, it would not surprise me at all if they just had it with no fans. Just because he, you know, they've never had a... WrestleMania has been going on every year, right, without any breaks, so that's probably means a lot to him. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
We will see. But, you know, with that many people involved in the card, you know, if any of them... I mean, that could be a real PR nightmare on their hands. It's one of the
It could, but Vince has never been afraid of PR nightmares, as we know, right? They've kind of toned down a bit... you know, since the Attitude Era, obviously they're a lot more corporate now than they used to be. But hey, he's still the guy that runs everything. So as long as that's the case, it's hard to say. You know, he could wake up one morning and say, "This is what we're doing." So, you know.
Right. I wonder. I guess they're not doing XFL anymore, right?
That was another thing. They had announced all the sports were postponed, and then that was the last one surviving. And then like 2 days, and then 2 days before two or 3 days before the actual game was, the games were supposed to start, which was that Saturday, they had announced that the Seattle game was not going to have any fans in it, because I guess up in Washington is where this thing was really bad, or it's kind of where it started, I guess. But they didn't say anything about the rest of the teams. But then, like, I think 2 days before Saturday, that Thursday, they just said, okay, fine, we've suspended operations, but we fully intend on returning next season. Because obviously the first thing is up. When they shut down, there they go. You'll never hear from them again. But then they said all the players are going to get paid what they were supposed to get paid, and we fully intend on returning next season, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, how many weeks did it go before I wouldn't have an answer.
They went 5 weeks, so it was a 10-week season, and they had played 5 games.
I think they lasted longer than the AAF.
Yeah, they. I mean, if you want to get technically, if you wanted me to CNF you, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Oh, is that
right? The AAF was 8 weeks, and then they basically kicked them out of practice and told them to go home.
All right. I wasn't sure. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I think the XFL probably would have finished the season though under regular circumstances.
I think so. I don't know how much hype there was about it. Like the thing about the AAF was that there was a team in Orlando, so I kind of saw firsthand because I went to the games. Orlando was the best team in the league, so it was kind of fun. The XFL, I mean, there's a team in Tampa. They stunk. I watched their games because I was just trying to get into it, but I just didn't feel there was a ton of hype about it. But, you know, I don't know. I know you had a team out in L.A., but I'm sure no one cared, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Although they did play at the greatest sports facility ever in Dignity Health Sports Park. That building will always hold a place in my heart.
There you go. Yeah. The one-time home of the Chargers for like 2 years. And now the Chargers moved to the new SoFi Stadium. And, you know, if everything goes the way we hope, they will have their season start. And they'll play a year with the Rams cohabitating the same building. So with the Chargers, they're going to have a new era because Philip Rivers predictably left the team and signed with someone else. That someone was the Colts, and the Colts signed him for $25 million for a year. That seems like a lot of money, Yachts. I wanted to get your thoughts on the entirety of this end of an era for Charger fans.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love Phil. You know, I always will. I've seen every single game he's played. I've not missed one. Now, to that end, how do you rate his career? You know, kind of disappointing, right? I think he's the yeah, but guy, right? He's got all these great stats, all these great numbers, but something always happens, whether it's his fault or someone else's fault, right? Whether the team that around him stinks, they have no offensive line, or half the team gets hurt, or he throws interceptions at the worst possible times, or kickers miss kicks. It's always been something, right? I really, as a fan, I think he's a, you know, I love the guy. Sad to see him go. I wish him well in Indy. I mean, as long as they don't impact the Chargers, I would root for them to do well, but you know, it's kind of bittersweet, I would say. I wasn't devastated when they said they weren't going to bring him back, because honestly, I don't know how much he's got at this point. You know, I hope he still has something, because I don't want to see him struggle and fail and all of that. But I don't know. It's amazing. They were so good 2 years ago. They beat Baltimore in the playoffs. They get their doors blown off against New England, as usual, right? And then last year, it all completely fell apart in a matter of one season. So, I don't know. It's too bad. I always thought he was a better quarterback than Eli, and maybe that's biased because I'm a fan of the team.
I think for most of his career, he was easily better than Eli. I mean, I don't think there's much debate
on
that.
But you know, what does Eli have that he doesn't, right? What everybody wants. I have no idea what it's like for my team to win a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. none whatsoever. Those who are Eli fans, they know what it's like. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. But there are a lot of components that that lend to a Super Bowl championship. It's not just one guy.
Yeah, of course. I agree. I completely agree. If he was on the Giants, would they have won those two Super Bowls? I don't know. These are questions that you're just never going to know the answer to.
Yeah.
If Eli was on the Chargers, does that mean they win two Super Bowls? As a Charger fan, I say probably not, because they would have found some way to screw it up as they normally do. So, you know.
Right. Good stuff. So, let's let's see. We have a couple questions I have to add to the other questions.
Yeah.
Number one, have you had a chance to partake in delivery for food or picking up food at various places?
No, because, you know, it's been a... So down here, you kind of know how it works, right? The California and the Northeast usually start stuff, and then the South is kind of like the last ones around, right?
Yeah.
So they only closed... They just closed bars yesterday.
Okay.
Bars and nightclubs, but restaurants are still open. Now, they're only open at 50% capacity, though. So I've not really had to face that yet.
Okay.
I might this weekend just see, you know, one of that Miller's. You've been to it, right?
I love Miller's, yeah.
Yeah, so as you know, that's my place here. So I don't know if that qualifies as a bar or a restaurant. I honestly don't know. So my plan was to drive by there kind of to see, like, what's open and what isn't. If they are open and it's 50% capacity, I figure I could go, you know, keep my distance from people and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, yeah, feel free to share the result with me later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. But I honestly think that they should eventually resort to takeout only, because at 50% capacity, who's even going to go? Like,
well, that's what I mean. Like, who's... Or who's going to enforce it? Like, are there going to be cops at every restaurant? Like, obviously the owners have to buy in,
yeah,
first of all, to enforce it. Or are there going to be, like, periodic inspections to make sure? It'll be interesting how it plays out. But as we discussed earlier, it's such a fluid situation, right? So they announced that, but then tomorrow they might say, okay, everything's shut down, right? So it's hard to predict day to day, like, what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Like, we were just talking about that. Everything changes with each day, so we don't really know. No, it'll be fun, I guess, for just to investigate, if nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I'm going to do a little recon mission on Saturday because... You know, the one thing we do have in common is that there's no toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
So luckily, wow. I had enough, mm-hmm, that I'm actually still in pretty good shape. But now I'm thinking about the future, right? So
yeah.
I'm just going to do a little recon. I'm going to drive around, see what's what in certain stores. The last time I went shopping, there was absolutely zero paper products, zero sanitizing stuff, you know, wipes, and then zero hand soap. But then everything else in the store was normal, so it was weird. Because you go down one aisle, it looks like a normal store, like what any other supermarket would look like. And then you go down the paper aisle, and it's completely barren. Then you go to the next aisle, and everything's normal again. So
yeah,
it was really weird.
That is really weird. That was literally what I was going to ask you right now. I was going to ask about the toilet paper situation. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have an unopened, I think, I don't know, I'd have to go look, but it's like a 6-roll thing or something. I was thinking, hey, I should try to see how much could I get for that, right?
You're not, you know, the first to make
I gotta replenish my 401k that I lost this last couple of weeks, right? So.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can only, I mean, you're seeing them on eBay going for like buffo dollars. I'm like, good Lord, where are we in society that toilet paper is.
And why toilet paper, right? I still don't really know why specifically toilet paper.
It is so random. Like, I know how important toilet paper is, but to the point where you're gathering, like, 19 different packages of it, it seems like that's what people are doing. It's like, it's not gold.
Yeah, you know, in the up north, when we would have snowstorms up there and stuff, you know, the first thing was buy bread and milk, right? That was like the thing. It was on the news. There was zero bread and zero milk anywhere. If it was 2 inches of snow, zero bread, zero milk. But I guess with viruses, it's toilet paper. I don't know.
There is no correlation whatsoever. It has nothing to do with the treatment of the virus or anything else. I have no idea. That is a meme that took a life of its own.
I know. It's just and I think it obviously turned into all paper products, right? Because at first, when this hit and I first went to the supermarket, it was literally no toilet paper, but they had napkins, they had paper towels. So I just bought some paper towels. And then when I went the second time, then it was all paper products that were gone. So
it's so weird. I mean, it really, it's just like, I just can't explain certain things. Like, I'll never understand why that became a thing. I'm never going to figure it out. Like, we got cans of food coming back. I mean, that was cleaned out for a bit, but they're back. But the paper just seems to not be able to catch up with the demand. And I never understand.
Then gas prices are super low here. I don't know what they're like out
by
you.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. It makes sense. That makes more sense, though. People aren't going to work.
So. They're not using it, right. Yeah.
So I had to say that some people were taken out of a job because whether it's like parts for gas pumps or gasoline itself.
Well,
or
those are the people that you really feel for, right?
Yeah.
It's not someone like me or and I'm assuming you work from home, but I mean, I'm still getting paid the same amount I got paid, and we're still very busy at work. So instead of doing it in the office, I'm just doing it here, right?
Right.
But it's the bartenders, it's you know, the service industry. You really feel for those people. Yeah. And I guess they've announced they're going to be sending money out, apparently. I heard that today.
I did hear that. And I would say this, in terms of the checks being sent out, I don't need one. Like, please do
just
not.
Just send it to them, right?
Yeah, I don't send one to me. Like, I don't need it. They need it. Give it to them. Like,
I would agree with that. I mean, I don't know what the amount is, but whatever it is, would it be nice to get basically free money? Yeah, sure. I'll take it, but it's like, who really needs it, right?
Yeah, 100%. It would be a difficult moment if I ended up getting that in the mail, because I'm like, well, I don't know how I would give that back to somebody else. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, unless you felt like if you had a friend that is in that industry or something, and you were like, hey, you know, I don't know. That's like a personal thing that everyone will have to decide for themselves.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's just that it's, to me, with where I am right now, I'm like, I mean, certainly everybody could use more money, but
sure.
But I wouldn't really have a purpose for it right now. Like, it's not a priority.
What's the qualification? Is everybody getting it, or is it like, what is it based on? Do you know?
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. I don't think they figured it out.
Okay.
It just seems like we don't really know. It could be that everybody's going to get it, which again, I don't think that makes sense. Like, why would I need it? And it would make even less sense for people who have, like, for example, giant incomes and giant houses.
Yeah.
Don't
right.
send them that. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Does it – right. I would agree with that. Does the CEO of pick a company need it, right? I mean – but I'm sure there's some way they're going to vet it. I was kind of busy today at work, so I didn't watch a lot of coronavirus today. So I'm a little – I'm probably a day behind as to what's going on, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm not – okay. I think I see this headline from The Hill. It says, Senate Republicans eye a $75,000 income threshold for the coronavirus checks. I still think that's too much. I think
$75,000? Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, I think that is, I don't know where you're, I mean, I don't want to get personal about this.
Right.
But certainly,
understood.
I can say that I'm inside of that boundary. And so it's good that I know that, but I still feel like that almost even that seems like a really high threshold. It can be lower. I think it would be fine. You know, like I would not.
Well, I mean, like anything, right? 75,000. Where do you live? How many people are you supporting? Right? You know,
fair point.
Different for everybody everywhere, right? Yeah.
And I'm not. You know, we know. I mean, I've told you many times about the struggles we have as far as the cost of living here in California.
Sure.
But the people up north, it's that much more. So maybe $75,000 seems reasonable for someone in the Bay Area. So maybe that's what they had their eye on. I don't know. I mean, again, like, it's going to be a tough decision once I get that, if I get that check, you know?
Right.
We'll see. Right. We will see. Okay, so on a lighter note, we have a couple of questions for you. They come from the junk man. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. All right, so now you have been in Florida for about how many years? 2 years? 1 year?
Two years.
And it's certainly, in my visiting there myself, I can say it is a different world. It's a very different world. It can be very interesting, and it can be very unusual. So we'll see how you continue to live there through the years. What is the weather like at the moment before I start this question?
Today I would say it was probably close to 90.
90?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, I was inside all day, obviously. Wow. But when I went out running, I was like, oh, it's warm. It was definitely minimum 85. It was in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, that's probably right. That's typical weather. It's just funny to think about in the context of where I am in L.A., where it is cold. It is like...
Well, you know what's funny, not to get completely off track, but when I first, obviously, for those who don't know, I'm from the New York area, all that, so I know about cold and snow and all that stuff. So when I first went to California, I was like, oh, I'm going to a warm weather place, right? Now I live here, and I'm like, oh, L.A., it's cold there. So it's all about perspective, right?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I know that your friends up north would laugh you out of the building if you said that.
Oh, I'm nothing like, you know, my blood is completely changed. I can't even take 60 anymore. Let alone they go through. Yeah.
Wow. That's adaptation.
Yeah, it happened very quickly.
Yeah. I love that, you know. So that's very cool. So let's get you a couple questions there from the junk man himself, and he's very excited to send these to you. And so here you go. All right, question number one: what is the biggest stereotype of Florida you had that turned out to be wrong once you started living there?
Whew. Let's see. I'm not a huge stereotype guy. If you did or did not know that, so it's hard to answer. Let me think about it for a second. I don't know if it's a stereotype, but I thought so. Orlando, there's a lot of people not from here, so I think I was expecting more Southern accents than what there actually are, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. If you go to northern Florida, there's more. Here, if like you kind of know if someone's from here because they have a little bit of a southern drawl to them. But even those people aren't like – it's not like you're in North Carolina or anything where it's like a heavy, heavy southern accent. It's not like that at all. So maybe that. I don't know. It's probably not a good answer.
I think it's a pretty good answer, though, because I felt similarly when I was over there. Like, I didn't really see the strong South. Like the South wasn't as strong of a presence in Orlando as I had anticipated. Although it was there in certain traces.
Oh, it's definitely here. I mean, you know, there's gun shops. I know where they are. You know, that exists. There's no doubt. But. You know, a lot of Orlando was built on tourism, right? So there's a ton of people that drive around here that aren't from here, or if they are, they're like me, where they just moved here recently, or they're just here for a week. You know, there's a ton of that. Now, if you went to some smaller town outside, you'd probably get more like, you know, born and bred Floridians, if you will.
Right. I see that. Orlando certainly seemed like a hub for transients.
And, yeah.
That's good. Okay, so question number two from the junk man. Would you rather have to go to work for the next 5 years without shoes or without a shirt? So essentially, would you prefer to be barefoot or bare-chested?
I guess bare-chested. I wouldn't really like either one.
Yeah.
But because, you know, I got to walk on stones, and especially, you know, it's 100 degrees here in the summer, and then my feet are going to burn on the pavement, right? I don't want to do that every day, right?
Yeah, no.
The shirtless thing, other than, I guess, people saying, why do you never wear a shirt? I mean, they would ask me why I never wear shoes too, right? So, So I guess the shirtless thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to go and say that there's no wrong answer, but I think that between the two, it feels like the shoe thing would get really
well. Then I'm gonna, and I'm also just so the burning on the pavement, right?
Right.
Then I'm also gonna cut myself, right? Because I'm gonna step on something, whatever. There's gonna be broken glass somewhere that I don't see, you know, things like that.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, no doubt.
So, definitely the no shirt thing.
Yeah, and in fact, when you think about the when you really think about the nuances of the question, it's actually an easy decision. It's just I'd rather go to
as work. I agree. As I'm thinking about it more, it's an easy answer.
Yeah. Because it's not saying you can't wear a shirt after work or
just at work. I'm assuming I don't get fired, like my boss knows that this is happening and he's not gonna fire me and I guess everybody knows in the office that, hey, that's just what whatever reason that's what this guy does and it's accepted. Yeah. I'm assuming that's part of it.
There has to be some understanding of that. That doesn't seem realistic.
Yeah, right? A business meeting comes in, the CEO comes to town, and I'm sitting there with no shirt. Right.
He'd be like, how come we don't have any shirt? Well, Junkie said that I can't have to go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm making some kind of presentation or something and I'm just standing there with no shirt. Okay, great.
That is funny. That really is. So naturally, we love to hear your Florida stories. And it's definitely a character. They definitely got some characters. And you know, I experienced some of that when I was there with you, but a good time, definitely. I guess, is it safe to say that it's not for everyone, though?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, I like it, right? I can only go by me, right? I don't know what, you know, if you don't like summer, you're probably not going to like it, right? If you love skiing, it's probably not for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to say. I don't know. You know, you were here for a few days. You know, you might. It's always hard to evaluate a place visiting versus actually living in it, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this: Orlando is a super busy place. So if you have a notion that coming to Orlando is some quiet, quaint place, you couldn't be any more wrong. Now, you could find somewhere like that in Florida. It's just not here.
Yeah, I gotcha. Good advice, because there definitely was a lot going on when I was there, including traffic.
And here's a tidbit for you, which I never knew. So I never knew, like, I know you guys in California call the roads like the five, mm-hmm. right? You put the in front of the highway thing, mm-hmm. which I thought was just a California thing, but they actually do that here. So the news will say there's traffic on the 408, that surprised me when I moved here, because I thought that was strictly a California thing.
Yeah, it surprised me too.
And then even people I you know, those gym guys, so they're from here, a lot of them. So I was talking with one, and he even said, oh, yeah, if you take the 408 to whatever, then you get to this place. And I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't say anything to him, but in my head, I'm like, yeah, they say that here.
So it's a born and bred thing, too. Wow.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there's a little tidbit for Junkie. He may not have known that.
That's a good, yeah, that's true. I never forgot about that. I was shocked when you told me that. I really did think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew? So, pretty good. Anything else about Florida that we should be aware of that we don't know already?
Well, just getting back to Orlando being busy, right? So you might think, oh, they're probably slower down there, and the driving is the nicer. No, they'll run you over. It's just like, it reminds me like where I grew up, which was right outside of Manhattan, right? So like, they just would run you over if you tried to cross the street, right? It's the same thing here. That's which surprised me. I'm like, oh, I thought they'd be nice here. Nope.
Wow. Who knew? I guess that's right.
That's Orlando. If you went to, you know, you were in Celebration with me, right? So they're nice there, right? They're not going to run over. But strictly here, like where I live, no. Good luck.
I can't imagine Miami would be much different.
You know, Miami is about 3.5 hours from here, and I've only been there once, believe it or not. So I cannot comment on Miami too well.
Okay. That's fine. I think it makes sense. Let's see. What was the other thing? I think that was... I wanted to make another point, and I forgot. I think I've had a couple of beers in me, so there we go. It's starting to set in. It's good beer, too. So,
good.
Yeah. When was the last sporting event you attended?
Attended... It may have been that Laker. Oh, no. So I went to the Laker Magic game, as you know, but my dad is a Celtic fan and he was down here. So they played the Magic one night. So I went with him to a Magic Celtics game.
Okay.
So that would have been the last one.
Hey, what month was that again? I missed that
part. A Magic Celtics game.
Yeah. But when was it?
Oh, when, I guess it would have been in January.
Wow. Okay.
It was a Friday. I can't give you the date exactly, but I know it was a Friday in January. So you could probably find it on the schedule if you wanted to.
Yeah. It's time allowed.
Not that you really want to.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Since we were just talking about how the dearth of sports has been creating an emptiness in our schedules, what do you do to fill that time?
So, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a big gym person, so that I'm still able to do. So until they kick me out, I'm going to keep doing that. But then I've been watching, been getting caught up on Homeland.
Okay.
And The Man in the High Castle. So those have been the ones that I've kind of been watching a lot of to get caught up on.
Okay.
And then Better Call Saul I'm current on, so I just watch that on Mondays.
Oh, okay, cool. Is that season still going? I assume.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yep.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like you do think about, will this stop the production of new shows? Will there be movies? We did see it with the movies, too. Like, the movies got postponed because of this outbreak.
It's interesting. Yeah. You know, it's interesting if there, you know, there's a lot of people out there that literally, I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm just, so if it comes off that way, it's not meant to be. But like, their whole existence was watching sporting events, right? They had no other hobbies. So I wonder what they're doing, right? They're probably, you know, I wonder about that. Maybe they didn't have a job that was, they had to put too many hours in, and all they did was watch sports and write about sports and all that stuff. Like, what are they doing?
That's a great question. You know, it's a small segment of the sports viewing populace, but
yeah, exactly.
But
exactly,
it is a really interesting question to ask, and I thought I was that guy for a bit too, but I'm learning that maybe I'm not, because I've somehow done all right.
But you got into running. I know you were into swimming at one point anyway, and obviously you work a job. It's not like you don't do anything, right?
That is true.
I wasn't even thinking you when I said that.
Yeah. But it is a really good question, and I know those guys are out there because it's really fascinating, especially if like one is big on wagering on certain events.
Well, that, right, yeah. Exactly. So a lot of people spend a lot of time betting on things. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's a great question. I think if I...
And I'm not even knocking it. It's just...
No.
I wonder, right? Because that's like completely shut off, like overnight, basically.
Yeah. And it is on every level. Like even in other countries, it's shut off. So it's like there's no rugby or soccer, pretty much nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And even like, you know, you... And bars are closed now too. But if it's like, hey, let's go to the bar. Great. There's nothing on. Right?
There was a moment there. Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I was thinking about that when I was taking the. This is like the one of the last days I was taking the bus. I don't do it now, but when I was taking the bus and we were passing by one of the bars on my route home, and I'm like, what are they do? Are they even going to turn on the TVs? There's no games on right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that was it. I was just like, I looked at it and they did have the TVs on, but I'm like, why? There's no game on tonight.
Well, so one of my buddies was down here. Unfortunately, his father-in-law, he's from the north, but his in-laws live here and his father-in-law passed away. So he was down here for that. And one of the nights he was here, we actually went to that Miller's, mm-hmm. and we go there, and I thought, oh, okay, it probably won't be too busy because there's nothing on. Well, the place was completely full.
Oh.
But then I'm looking at all the TVs, and it's just like classic games or whatever. I'm like, but nobody's watching it. You know, it's just something to put on the screen, but nobody was actually watching anything.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's kind of weird, you know?
It absolutely is. I mean, it is very nice of the networks. And even like the NBA network and MLB network and NFL, whatever it is, to be having classic games, because it does at least give you some semblance of normalcy. So I appreciate that. But the fact is, are you going to watch any of those? I have not.
No, I mean, I'm not a huge like. I mean, I may watch highlights here and there or parts of stuff, but I'm not a huge watch games that already happened guy.
Ah, yeah.
It's just not, you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's in another part of my life, I think I would have really gotten into that, but I'm actually thankful that I figured out other ways to go about it. Because I really think for me, as a guy that does a sports show and, you know, gets into all the nuances and even has my degenerate side involved, I appreciate the break in a weird way because it lets me try other things. And I love it. So far, so good. And doing this podcast has been really beneficial, I think. And I'm glad you were able to come on. And I guess my thinking is, the most important thing about doing a show like this is that I just get to hear from you guys and see how you're doing. And so, you know, if you ever want to do this again, just reach out. We can do this again.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and one of the things you do miss, right, because obviously you and I basically text during every Laker game, right? So that's kind of gone away. And then you said, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, right?
That's true. I miss Next Victim. That was so fun.
Like, no more KCP texts, right?
God, yeah, it kills me. No more Clippers click. There's no more...
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that, right?
I miss that. I do miss that.
So, you know.
You know. I would like to at least see the playoffs. I don't know. I'm not even going to... Like you said, it's not smart to even...
I wouldn't even... If it happens, great, but I would almost put it out of my head at this point, you know?
Yeah, I think that's smart. That's smart, but I'll say this: if no other game gets played in the NBA this season, what a year for the Lakers! It was a great year.
Oh, I know. people thought they were going to improve, obviously, and I thought they were going to improve, but I don't think I thought they were going to have a chance to win the whole thing. I was not thinking that at the start of the season.
If they exceeded my
expectations. I honestly wasn't, and I know a lot of people were, but for some reason, I'm like, I don't know. I just, it's like I'll believe it when I see it, but hey, they had a legit shot. They had a legit shot.
Yeah. No doubt. No question. Like, I certainly thought they'd be good. I certainly thought they could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd be number one seed good.
Exactly. I agree. I thought they'd be, you know, I definitely thought they'd make it, and I thought they'd probably have a decent seed, but I was not expecting this at all.
Yeah. So
it's such a fun team to follow this year, you know, because they've been kind of bad for, 6 years in a row? So,
yeah.
That's
a great point. This was going to be the year they clinched the playoff berth, and I watched the game when they clinched the playoff berth, and I was just so happy that night, and I thought, this is great. We finally break the string of not making the playoffs, only to find out that maybe I was wrong anyway. Oh, well, but it was still a great
game. Yeah, although they, you know, assuming – I think, you know, I think this was the year that they finally have turned it around, you know, and I guess I'm thinking AD, he's – what was his contract? Like, he's questionable, right? Like, right? So they may – but I'm thinking he'll want to stay, but, you know –
Let me see. We get out here in spot track. Let me look this up to make sure. Let's see. No, I think you get one more year with him.
Oh, one more.
Yeah,
okay.
He's an unrestricted free agent, but not until after the 2021 season.
Oh, okay.
So there's one more year.
So then I think they'll be fine next year. But yeah, it's kind of like it's sad because they were on such a good path, and to get it cut off like that is kind of sad, but hey,
it's life happens like that sometimes. It's not always what you think it is. So I think what I can do is I can look back on what we've seen, and it really emphasizes how important it was for me to watch some of this regular season stuff, because, you know, there are a lot of guys who don't care about the regular season. We'll wait till the playoffs. Well, if you had done that, you wouldn't have really enjoyed much of the Lakers this year.
No, and you would. I agree. And the reason, and honestly for us, and I don't want, you know, no one's ever going to feel sorry for a Laker fan, so I don't want to come off that way. But for us, there weren't any playoffs to watch for the last 6 years, right?
Yeah.
But they were just a fun team to watch, and I think a lot of it is because of the way that they played defense, you know?
100%.
That was such a difference as to what it was like in the prior years, so... For me, that was just a lot of fun to see that.
That's very true. A lot of credit to Frank Vogel for instituting a great defensive system and emphasizing defense at every turn, and it really made a difference. That was the reason why I thought they had a legit chance.
Because agree. I agree.
You know, anybody can score 130 points a game, but in the playoffs, it's about how well you played on the other end.
Well, look at Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. Great example. Great example. I tell you this. If there is no playoffs this year, Houston's spared, because I feel like that other teams with like seven games to play against them in a row, the Rockets would have been eaten alive by the second round. That small lineup was not going to last.
It's tough. It's definitely tough. They were playing. As you know, I'm not a big NBA guy outside of the Lakers, so I can't speak, you know, on your level with all the players on every team. But my understanding is that they had like a 6'5" guy playing center or something like that. It's like, all right. That's not going to last.
No, I mean, they had a good pop for about a couple
of weeks. It may work some nights, and it could work temporary basis, but over the long haul, it's something like that won't last.
Nah. I had a very high confidence that the Rockets would be very quickly dismissed in the playoffs. I figured, okay, they probably win their first round series, and then the second round, that is where the other teams start to adjust, and they probably would not have had an answer. So, Yeah, ultimately you're right. Let me ask, so let's give it to you for final thoughts, John. This has been a fun hour. Anything you want to say before you before we take off tonight?
Just don't get the virus. That's my advice to everybody.
Good words. And I really hope it's the case for you too. Please be healthy. And same for your parents, same for everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. This has been fun. We'll be in touch. If we get down to the W and we want to do a WrestleMania show, we can do one. I don't know. We'll see if there is one.
I don't know what I could contribute on that. I haven't been watching.
You know what's funny about that, that comment, is that I don't think a lot of people in our group have been watching. I don't think Quickies has. I don't think Parcells has. I don't think Fiddle really has, because he's got a baby now in the family. So it's like, I doubt anyone's going to come into this with a lot of inside knowledge of the league. It's true. It's like, we may have done our last WrestleMania show, in all honesty, don't you think? Like, do you think that we would be able to put that together again?
But I think the very first one we did was my favorite one.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was when they turned. That was the 30th one, right? Like, I think.
I don't remember, but I just remember having a lot of fun on that one.
It's a good show.
But yeah, we'll see.
We will see. I'm not going to put a lot of effort into that. I'm just going to reach out and say, hey, guys, what do you think? Do you think we should do another show? And it's up to them. I think if the response is tepid, I won't do it. If it's enthusiastic, we'll do it. So we'll see.
And then the thing that covers all of that is, well, assuming it still happens, right? I mean, I know they said it is, but as we keep saying, every day something's different.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm not even going to pretend that that's a certainty. There's no way. We have no idea.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again. Give my shout out. Give my regards to Wawa, because I love them. And to what was the other restaurant that we went to? It was really good. The one that
had... Well, we went to Giordano's, right?
Giordano's, yeah, but...
Kiki's.
Kiki's.
For breakfast?
Oh, yeah. Give my regards to Kiki's, too. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. But
Columbia.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Send my best to all of them, because that was an awesome restaurant.
I will. I'll say the cow give you a shout out.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. They deserve all the accolades. They're terrific. So, any other restaurants you've seen that you've enjoyed in that time since we last met?
Since I've seen you, anything new? Probably not, okay. To be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anytime you're back here in California, we'll go head on down.
I'll get there this year. I mean, I plan on going to that stadium. So usually go twice a year.
Okay.
This year may only be once, but we'll see. I'll get out there.
We're heading on down to Tony P's, man. Tony effing P's. Let's do it.
Well, that is, I basically just want to get off the airplane and go straight there, pretty much.
Do it. Absolutely.
I got to just plan the trip and all that, but yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, stay safe. And until next time, thank you so much, John. It's been
all right.
So
take care.
You too. All right. Take care, man. I love it. John in Orlando. Good times. Sounds like he's having a good time down there. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We continue our fun series. And of course, what comes after G but H? So we'll share what's coming up with the H in our next program. You can follow us on the web at didcow.com, on Twitter at didcow, and on Apple Podcasts, Dave in the City Out West. We'll see you next time. So you